right. Believe it or not, the President of the United States is out shilling for his Build Back Broke plan and his infrastructure, his bipartisan infrastructure bill. He went to the port of Baltimore today, and right now he is speaking, trying to promote his Build Back Better plan. I'll let you hear just a couple of minutes of this as we'll take you live to the port of Baltimore. Here it is.
Mediation. Rebuilding resilience against superstorms and droughts and wildfires and hurricanes. I traveled all over the country this year. You know, there's $99 billion in losses because of storms this year. $99 billion. You ever think you'd hear somebody stand up and say the Colorado River is being drained? You ever think you'd see you'd go out more wildfires in the West than the entire land lost? Homes lost, to burn to the ground. I've flown over in Marine One. Then the entire state of New Jersey, from the Cape all the way to New York. That's how much we've lost in America. So far. And according to the economic experts, this bill is going to ease inflationary pressures, lowering the cost of working families. Seventeen Nobel laureates in economics wrote a letter to me about 10 days ago saying this is going to bring inflation down, not up. But best of all, the vast majority of these jobs that we're going to create don't require a college degree. This is the ultimate blue-collar blueprint to rebuild America. I'm not waiting to sign a bill to start improving the flow of goods from ships to shelves. Yesterday I announced a port plan of action. It lays out concrete steps for my administration to take over the next 3 months to invest in our ports and to relieve bottlenecks. This builds on the progress we've already made. Last month, I reached a deal with two of the largest ports in America, the Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach. And I met with you guys, with the longshoremen there, and we worked out a deal between the port owners and the longshoremen to move toward operating those two ports. We get 40% of everything in the Pacific comes through those two ports. And they're lined up, ships are lined up, 70-some lined up out as far as you can see. So they all agreed. They're going to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's already paying off. Last week, the number of container ships in the docks for more than 9 days fell by over 20%. And now we're announcing steps to improve ports in the East Coast, to provide support for the Port of Savannah, the fourth largest container port in the country, to help reduce congestion. With our help, they now have the funds they need to set up 5 new inland port sites in Georgia and North Carolina so goods can get closer to their final destination more quickly. And other ports across the country will have the resources they need to make these kinds of immediate investments as well. The challenge we need to meet here, and that my plan is going to help address, has to do with the supply chain. You hear a lot about the supply chains in the news, but frankly, not a lot of people have a clear understanding, whether they have a PhD or they didn't go to school, about how a supply chain works. It says easy to talk about it, but what's the impact on the economy, let alone how to fix it? It's perfectly understandable because supply chains are incredibly complex. As long as goods and materials are getting where they need to go on time, there's usually no need to worry about the supply chains. But when global disruptions hit, like a pandemic, they can hit supply chains particularly hard. COVID-19 has stretched global supply chains like never before. And suddenly, when you go to order a pair of sneakers or a bicycle or Christmas presents for the family, you're met with higher prices and long delays, or they say they just don't have any at all.
Well, and the problem is that it's all laid at the feet of this Biden administration. That's what's, I mean, you want to know, you can go 24/7 all you want, but if you don't have truckers there ready to transport, then this stuff is never going to reach the shelves at Walmart or Costco or Target. It's just not going to happen. More to come as we continue. Got to take a break as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ WZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
At a 132, as we check out our traffic cams this hour, watch for multiple vehicles. They're on the left shoulder. That's US 95 southbound as you approach the Spaghetti Bowl there. Also, bumper-to-bumper conditions ahead of that on the 515 as you cross over there towards Main Street. So bumper-to-bumper eastbound 515 at Main, westbound 515 at Eastern. Only two lanes available in each direction between Main and Eastern. And that continues well into next year as they try to reconstruct that 60-year-old bridge there. Also, stranded vehicle there on the right shoulder. That's 215 eastbound near the Green Valley exit ramp and slow flows on Interstate 11 south. That's at Horizon.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust. College basketball underway. Nevada, a 91-76 opening night win over Eastern Washington. Junior Desmond Cambridge, 22 points and 7 rebounds to lead the Wolfpack. Tonight, UNLV hosting Gardner-Webb. Attorneys for former Raiders receiver Henry Ruggs are fighting to keep his medical records away from prosecutors. Ruggs is charged with driving under the influence in a crash in which a woman died. Ruggs did not appear in court Wednesday and now faces additional charges. A slight shakeup in the new college football playoff rankings. Georgia and Alabama still holding the number 1 and 2 spots. Oregon moving up to 3rd. Ohio State 4th. Behind them, Cincinnati still undefeated at number 5. Michigan 6th. Then Michigan State, after being upset by Purdue, fell to number 7. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
When others treat your fries as an afterthought, all you're left with are cold, soggy fries. That's why Wendy's new fries are ones you won't forget. Guaranteed to be hot and crispy, or we'll replace them. We're talking natural cut, skin on fries, perfectly seasoned with a hint of sea salt. In fact, they're even preferred almost 2-to-1 over McDonald's. These are fries so hot and crispy, they beg a new question.
What would you like with your fries?
Try them today, only at Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, taste preference based on a national taste test by an independent research company.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We've been taking you live to breaking news all across the country. We let you hear from the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. We'll be going back there in just a couple of minutes. But first, I want to take you back to Baltimore. The president in the port of Baltimore talking about his infrastructure bills, the bipartisan one that passed, and the Build Back Broke bill that is before the U.S. Senate right now. Let's take you back to Baltimore and the President of the United States.
World Economic Forum, you know where we rank in infrastructure? 13th in the world. 12 countries in the world have more modern, efficient infrastructure than the United States of America. By investing in our roads, our bridges, our ports, and so much else, this bill is going to make it easy for companies to get goods to market more quickly. Here in Baltimore, you've got a port that's older than America itself, and it's been operating for 315 years. By the way, got any Marines here? Any former Marines? Raise your hand. Well, if you're here as a Marine, happy birthday. It's your 247th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. They deserve some applause.
There you have it, the President of the United States, the Port of Baltimore. Coming up, Michael McDonald, Chair of the Nevada Republican Party, and we'll find out. There's a golden opportunity. There's a golden opportunity that is out there for Republicans in the state of Nevada. Independents are flocking to Republicans, and I think that's going to make the difference in the midterm elections. I honestly believe that. We'll talk about what some of the challenges are going to be coming up, because there will be challenges. Not every candidate's going to be Glenn Youngkin. Glenn Youngkin was a great a candidate that I think ran a flawless campaign. I mean, I didn't see all of it. I didn't see every speech he made. But in the final 2 weeks, I saw a lot of what Glenn Youngkin did. And it was nothing short of amazing. I mean, really and truly, just short of amazing. I want you to hear, because I know that you know by now, the ruling from the federal courts on the January 6th inquiry, and how the former president is under fire and has to produce documents and testimony and things like that. But I want you to hear Preet Bharara. He was on his CNN last night, and his reaction to this ruling on the January 6th inquiry. This is cut number one, by the way. This was Preet Bharara last night.
These documents, they believe, are a key to that process of connecting those dots, attempting to try and determine just what role the fueling of the big lie around the November election results played in bringing people to Washington on that day, and whether or not there was some sort of coordinated effort to get them to attempt to interrupt the process of certifying the election. That's part of what they're trying to figure out, and they're hoping that these documents shed some light on all of that. And the other thing I think, Don, that is very important is what this says in general about how the courts feel about executive privilege. It's not just these documents that are important to the executive committee, or the select committee, I should say. They also want to talk to people. Mark Meadows has said he can't talk to the committee because of executive privilege. Of course, Steve Bannon is in a big standoff right now with the committee over that exact reason. The committee the judge making it clear here that when it comes to documents, she's siding with the White House and the Select Committee, that the public interest is much more important. We'll have to see if that extends to bringing some of these people in front of the committee as well, Don.
And also that the current president gets to decide who is executive privilege. The former president doesn't override that. Ryan, I want you to stand by.
You know, I think I've talked about previously that at a hearing, the judge seemed very convinced that the bulk of the documents should be released because of his legislative purpose, because executive privilege was waived by the sitting president of the United States, and that sitting president is the person who's most fit to make a determination about this, and because of the public interest. But she'd expressed some concern about some documents that she said were being sought in an overly broad manner, including documents going back to the early summer of 2020, which she suggested in the hearing were kind of attenuated and far away from the immediate inquiry of January 6th. And so I had concluded that maybe she would narrow the document request somewhat. She didn't do that. Even with respect to the documents that she said were very, very broadly sought, those documents get turned over as well. So down the line, victory, an important victory for the committee.
Let's go through some of this, Preet, because I'm going to read from Judge Tanya Chutkan's ruling here. She says, presidents are not king. The plaintiff is not president. He retains the right to assert that his records are privileged, but the incumbent president is not constitutionally obliged to honor that assertion. First written by a different judge in the case over Don McGahn, right? So Judge Tanya Chutkan, her point is important. Trump is no longer president. His wishes.
Nor a king, as she says, right?
Yeah, right.
He's neither nor. No, and I think, look, it's an important principle. It's interesting when judges use language like that. You know, a lot of opinions, I've read a million opinions in my day, and many of them are technocratic and arcane and are not readily understandable to the lay public, and they turn on twists and turns of statutory interpretation. When a judge speaks like that and uses language that's sort of ringing about the nature of American democracy and that presidents are not kings, she's speaking not just to the parties in the case, she's speaking to the public, and she's speaking to history. And that shows you how strongly she felt about this matter.
Well, we'll find out because other courts will end up weighing in. And my guess is, I could be wrong on this, but I think they're going to rule in favor of the former president, Donald J. Trump. We'll talk about that. And at the very least, this thing is going to get drawn out. This is not going to be fixed immediately. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
The latest news is shocking. In Washington, the CDC has finally admitted that people who have received the COVID-19 vaccinations are now COVID spreaders. This is crazy. They know it doesn't protect us, and their data proves the vaccines have already killed 12,000 Americans. This means that Comrade Biden, Wuhan researcher Fauci, and Commissar Sisolak are the reckless con artists boldly using Soviet-style disinformation tactics. Listen, I know COVID is serious. But now's the time to speak out, because Commissar Sisolak doesn't like refuseniks. Today, the mask is back. Tomorrow, he'll be forcing vaccinations. On you, your children, even your grandchildren, unless we stop him. I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. I will fight for the freedoms of all Nevadans. Join me at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra homeowners only. Water test completed.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number two, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Ever wonder what gives me a winning edge? A quick pit stop to check your tires can go a long way. Whether you're driving on the track or just on the road, properly maintained tires handle better in all weather conditions and provide you with the safe stopping power. Do a safety check on your tread depth at home or go online and book a tire inspection appointment.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us on this Wednesday, hump day edition of Live and Local. Always good to have you with us. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial is continuing in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and it is getting very emotional. We're going to take you into the courtroom live for just a couple of minutes. Here it is.
The point I'm trying to get at Mr. Rittenhouse is that that wasn't like an accidental turning around and it just happens to be pointing in his direction, much like I'm just happened to, you know, wave this around. You made an intentional decision in the middle of that incident to turn and point the gun at Mr. Rosenbaum, correct?
Yes.
And you can understand why that would make someone fearful for their life, right?
But he continued to chase me after, so no, I can't.
It didn't work.
It didn't stop Mr. Rosenbaum from chasing me.
And even after you shoot him one time and he starts falling, you continue to shoot three more times, right?
I continued to shoot until he was no longer a threat to me.
And then after that, you run around and he's lying there, face down on the ground, correct?
Yes.
And you're a medic, correct?
I have first aid training, yes.
Well, you proclaimed yourself that night to be a medic, an EMT. You told everyone that, right?
Yes.
And you had your medic bag with you, correct?
Yes.
And this location is right across the street from a hospital, isn't it?
Yes.
But your first thought was run away.
My first thought was to help him.
You didn't do anything to help him. You didn't do a single thing, did you?
The crowd started to scream, get him, get him, get him. And I didn't want to stay there with the crowd building and the mob advancing on me.
Were you surprised that a crowd would react that way when they just saw you shoot someone?
I don't know.
When you stood over Mr. Rosenbaum's body, did you know?
Go ahead.
When you stood over Mr. Rosenbaum's body, did you know whether he was dead or alive?
I didn't.
Did you know whether or not it was possible at that moment to try and save him?
I wanted to help Mr. Rosenbaum, and if the crowd wouldn't have started screaming to get him, get him, get him, I would have stayed and did everything I could to help Mr. Rosenbaum, but the crowd just started to chase me and scream at me.
Let's play. Can we have exhibit 14, please?
So there you have it. More cross-examination of Kyle Rittenhouse, the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial, and Kenosha, Wisconsin. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Business owners, this is Pat Casale of the MultiCare Group. The MultiCare Group can help you find quality employees and retain them. Quality employees are in demand. It's not only in the wages, but the benefits. The MultiCare Group can guarantee you find quality, affordable health benefits to meet these goals. Allow our relationships with every carrier to guarantee you the most competitive rates. Call the MultiCare Group at 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and find out we mean what we say. We can save you money on workers' comp, payroll services, and your benefit packages. Customer service doesn't begin at the point of sale. It begins at the most important time when claims occur. Call us today and find out how the MultiCare Group can help you get back to business. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and allow our team to help your team find the best budgeted plans for you.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ News Flash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In case you're wondering, the president has completed his remarks in the port of Baltimore. One of the things I'll bet you he didn't talk about was something reported in the Washington Examiner. The American Trucking Association, the ATA, Truckload Carriers Association, and International Food Service Distributors sent a letter to the Biden administration. And in this letter, they say that a vaccine mandate on companies would ultimately lead to trucker shortages. And in fact, the ATA wrote, quote, "We estimate the companies covered by the mandate could lose 37% of drivers at a time when the nation is already 80,000 short of truck drivers." But the president won't ever tell you that part about the vaccine mandates and that it will impact industry after industry after industry. I mean, we talk about cops, you know, a third of the cops in Chicago sick out. I mean, that's what we're faced with. And the fact is, the president won't tell you that. And in fact, he'll lie through his teeth on that very issue. But 37% of truck drivers could end up being short. 80% or 80,000 truck drivers short now, and that could get worse. Is that really what the president of the United States wants? Somehow, I just don't think so. I mean, this whole mandate thing is going wild. And then there's the Biden inflation. The Biden inflation is horrible. And now we've got an election coming up, the midterms. In fact, let's go to cut three, because Mark Penn is a former Clinton strategist. He was on Fox last night predicting just horrible, bad times for Democrats in the midterms. This is cut number three. Go.
the Biden administration has been seen as too far to the left, and the Democratic Party has been seen as too far to the left. And the voters are much more in the middle. The other, like, almost three quarters is moderate or conservative. The left has had so much power because they're